Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Terry Nooner Coaches Podcast.
It's another edition of the Terry Nooner Podcast. Glad to have you here. I'm Pat Stropman. Wichita State women's basketball was on the road last week. The Shockers went to Bowling Green, Kentucky to take on Western Kentucky, and then a return trek back to the Midwest, but had to go to Kansas City to take on the Missouri State Bears. A couple of tough losses for Wichita State, but now a new week to prepare for as the Shockers are back inside Charles Koch Arena, taking on Cal State Bakersfield coming up on Saturday, and then on Tuesday facing Southeast Missouri State. We'll talk about those games to wrap things up later on. We'll talk about Missouri State coming up in the second segment. But, Coach, let's go back to last week. You go to Bowling Green, Kentucky to take on Western Kentucky, a team that rarely loses in that building. Yeah. It's a hard place to play. Their head coach there, I believe, has won 79% of his games in that building. So it's a tough place to play, and he's been there for a little bit. But, man, your team came out with a lot of fire, a lot of grit there in the second quarter. You outscored them 21-6. You get a three from Asia Reeves to close out the first half, and you guys are on top at the break. And then you go into the third quarter, stretch a 10-point lead to a 15-point lead. But then you got into some foul trouble. Taya picks up her fourth. Abby Cater's got four fouls. And all of a sudden, things change a little bit. But you had an opportunity there in regulation, had an opportunity in overtime, just couldn't find a way to get over the hump, falling to the Lady Toppers 73-71 in overtime. Let's go back to last Tuesday, first road trip. I think it's always unique to see how groups going to react on the road for the first time, and it seemed like they were prepared, just falling a little bit short. What'd you see from last week?
I thought we showed a lot of grit and a lot of toughness on the road against a great home team, great crowd, great coach. Of course, as you said, they win most of their games there. I felt like we showed a lot of grit, especially in overtime, and we didn't get, to deal with a bunch of adversity and still have to continue to fight back, whether it was them scoring or tying the game late and having to go to overtime after you lose the lead and then still having to fight back, or coming back with Taya got a technical foul late that we could have took the lead, and then you give up two free throws and the ball and having to fight back from that and still having the opportunity and the chance to win it or tie it at the end. I thought we showed a lot of grit. I think for us at the end of the day, and if you look at our stats against our opponents, we shoot more, make more shots. Our field goal percentage is higher. More assists, less turnovers, more rebounds. All the different categories. It's just we got to figure out how to stop giving up so many free throws. And in that game, I think they attempted 38 and we attempted 8. So we got to figure out how to get to the line more and how to eliminate the other team. So if we can get some middle ground there, I feel like we'll be in a good place.
Yeah, that was really a theme last week, 38-8, as you brought up in that game in Bowling Green. But in the previous game against Northwestern State, you had 5 assists in total. You had 42 points in total. You get 71 on the board. You get 17 assists, and you're able to get those 17 assists on 29 makes. Yeah. I could tell right away, Coach, that offensively it looked different right off the bat. Yeah. You just saw more action, more movement, and that's what led to 71 points on the board. How pleased were you from that aspect, learning from what you saw in the last game, realizing hey, we're not moving the ball all that great.
Yeah.
It was completely different against Western Kentucky.
Yeah, I think, I mean, they did a good job in Northwestern's state game of really just kind of taking away and clogging up the paint. And in that game, I mean, I thought we played excellent defense. We missed a lot of wide open shots that game that we felt would normally fall. But I thought our offense was a lot better, a lot more crisp against Western Kentucky. I mean, the way they play defense is a little bit different that you face against early in that, you know, they trap and run and jump at random times. It's not like, your base man-to-man. So they're always, coming at the person with the ball and trying to trap and get it out their hands. So you got to make quick decisions and move the ball and that kind of thing. And so I thought we did a good job with that. I mean, I think it's just hard for us when your point guard and you're starting your small forward, Abby and Taylor, have four fouls in the fourth quarter, and so we got to be smarter with the fouls and keep them out of foul trouble because we need them on the basketball floor.
How about Treasure Thompson in that game in particular with 14 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists?
Yeah.
Her first game, she didn't get a chance to play in the first official game against Lincoln, so she made her debut against Northwestern State. Probably didn't really have a good feel and a good rhythm in that game, but she was very impactful in that game against Western Kentucky.
Yeah, I mean, and Treasure, she's a stat stuffing kind of player. That's what we love, like her versatility. When we brought her in, she can score, she can pass, she can rebound, she can block shots, and she can get steals. And so she kind of she's like a stat stuffing type player. That's the typical game that we want to see from her. We really think she has a whole lot of talent, and I think it shows in her versatility, like a lefty who's long and can play and guard 1-5 basically. Can be an impact player at the rim on defense, and then but then she can get rebounds and push it and play a guard for us sometimes too. So her versatility is huge for how we want to play as a group.
Yeah, and then I got to bring up Jayla Harding, too, in that game. Ended up with 19 points, knocked down 5 threes.
Yeah.
You and I were talking about her experience against Western Kentucky over the course of her time there at New Mexico State. She ended up being in that building, losing by 15. I think it was a double-digit loss. But there in New Mexico, they won by double digits, if I recall correctly.
Yeah.
So the fact she was able to get a big-time performance, 19 points on 5 of 12 from beyond the arc, it's just amazing watching Jaylen, just how she can get open and just how effective she can be, especially from the three-point arc.
Yeah, and I think a part of her game, we got to continue to do a better job of preaching, screening and how to screen and making sure we're getting set and so that we're not – I mean, because you got to get her open, too, because, she's a player that she can run off staggers and down screens and flare screens and all those kind of things. So we got to do a great job of helping her get open. And then I think in the earlier games, too, it was good for us just finding her in transition. And because she has a quick release, she can get it off in so many different ways. And she's not just a three-point shooter, but that's like her calling card, and she kind of plays off her three-point shot, and we really gain energy from when she's going and scoring and that type of thing. And so, I mean, it was good for her to have a good game. She had told us that they had got blew out there the year before, so she was kind of anxious to try to get her some revenge.
Well, definitely got some in the form of an individual performance of 19 points, but at the end, a tough loss in overtime to Western Kentucky, 73-71, 38-8 being the free throw difference. As a coach, how do you analyze that? I know you said how do you go about – I know one thing in terms of eliminating free throws.
Yeah. So
obviously you don't foul. That's the easy answer. But from your perspective, getting to the free throw line, how do you go about – because it's not like you guys weren't trying to drive in that game because you were.
Yeah.
It's just sometimes it is what it is. That's just the way it goes. But how do you go about trying to get more free throw attempts?
I mean, I just think we got to keep attacking the paint, driving it hard to the basket and being able to play through contact. And I mean, we've been working on it. And we work on it every day with our finishing and playing through contact and that kind of stuff. We just got to be even more aggressive attacking the basket and playing off 2 feet. I think that's been a big theme of ours, of playing and finishing off 2 feet and being able to finish through contact. So we're not hoping for the refs to bail us out. We still need to make shots when we get in the paint. And I think if we can get focused on that, and Riley not really as focused on drawing a foul, I think we'll get foul calls.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. We'll talk about Missouri State in Kansas City. It was a homecoming for Coach Terry Nooner on Saturday. We'll recap that game when we return here on the Terry Nooner Podcast.
At Citywide Facility Solutions, we represent you from janitorial services to building repairs. We act as your advocate, streamlining every service you need. Let us handle the details so you can focus on your business. Citywide is the official maintenance partner of Shocker Athletics. We're here to save time and simplify your facility maintenance needs. Learn more at GoCitywide.com. That's GoCitywide.com.
Commitment to savings.
He's doing good.
Commitment to stability. Convenient locations in your neighborhood. Commitment to the future with online account opening. True Blue online and mobile banking. Commitment to the community.
Everybody, welcome. Appreciate everybody coming out today.
130 years of commitment to you.
Got it. We got the house.
She likes it.
Capital Federal. Built strong, always strong. Our commitment. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back here on the Terry Nooner podcast, Wichita State went to Kansas City on Saturday. The Shockers end up dropping a close one to Missouri State. It was a great turnout, though, going to the T-Mobile Center. You saw a good amount of people in the stands. Love seeing the youth that was out there getting a chance to showcase their skills a little bit. It was a great atmosphere, a big-time atmosphere in Kansas City. Unfortunately, talking about a loss, 66-57. But I think if you were just to look at the final score and stop there, I don't think people really would have realized what went down in the basketball game. In some ways, kind of similar to what happened in Bowling Green, where you get a couple of players in foul trouble. Jayla picks up four. Abby got her fourth foul as well. So you guys had to grind it out once again without them. Mm-hmm. But you guys were right there in the game. It's the fourth quarter. You were within two. Unfortunately, just couldn't find a way to make some shots down the stretch. Your reaction to what went down on Saturday inside the T-Mobile Center?
Yeah, I just think we missed quite a few crucial shots during the nine scoring stretch, whether it was driving, dropping it off. Remember, Bree had a couple. Abby had a couple in transition where we get to the rim and you got to drive and drop. You got a chance to go up and just finish. And for whatever reason, we weren't able to get the ball to fall. I think it was with Breeze where she had missed one where Ted drove to the basket, dropped her off, and she had an easy layup to tie the game up. And then I think we went down. So it would have been goes from a tie game to I think we go down and give up an and one. So now it's a 5-point game. And so I think the margins is just that close. And that stuff that we talk about as our group is really being better at making the easy plays and understanding like that our game is not really about who's going to make the most hero and great plays. It's going to be about the team that's going to have the least amount of mistakes. And so that's something that we talk about a lot and focus on. And I think if we can continue to get a handle on eliminating the mistakes that we make, and I'm talking not that you're not going to never play without a mistakes, but turnovers, being able to make easy layups, being able to execute when we're supposed to execute, like simple stuff that we can actually control, not reaching and fouling. Like, you go get fouls, from time to time from just being aggressive and that kind of stuff, and I get it, but, reaching fouls and fouling people when they're shooting, like, if you can eliminate, like, all those type of things, like, our team is going to take that big jump, and we know we can. We've looked at the film. They've seen the film, and I think we're going to have a better effort tomorrow.
Well, you have the first three quarters. You can look at the fourth quarter and see 2 of 16 from the field. You missed your last 12 to end the game. But offensively, in the first three quarters, when you guys hung on to the ball, you guys were able to score.
Yeah.
You guys did a pretty good job of finishing. You shot 58% in the first quarter, 54% in the second, 44% in the third. Like, that dog will hunt in the first three quarters.
Yeah.
You guys were able to execute at a high level. What led to such of a high level of execution in the first three quarters?
I just think we were making quick decisions. I think we had it was Coach Brooks' scout, so we had a great game plan coming into it on both ends of the floor. Like, if you look at even the ways they score and how they normally score, like, they run a Princeton offense, and we did a really good job of just kind of taking them out of their base offense and what they usually run. And what kept them in the game early was just fouling and giving up free throws and being in foul trouble. I think that just kind of stemmed the tide for them to keep them in the game, because they were struggling to score. They were struggling to make shots, especially in their team who, like, they really like to run their offense. They run it hard. And then late it was when we threw a zone on them, which we had just put in you know, last week just to be able to have for the game. We hadn't had it in yet for the Western Kentucky game because we had been focusing on our man defense, but we had played our zone too, and that kind of threw them off. And then it was like, you know, giving up second chance points and them being able to score when their offense wasn't going. So that's stuff that we know we got to clean up.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought the defense because I was going to ask you about the zone because that was the first time that we saw it. And you have a player going into that game for Missouri State in Kamen Beckemeyer who was averaging 22 points per game going into that game, the first three games. She had a total of 5 points on 2 of 8 from the field. So job well done on her, obviously.
Yeah, like for us too, it's a focus, and what we tell the team is it's kind of a Bill Belichick motto is you don't want to let people beat you with what they normally do and what they game plan and practice every day. And so for us with them, it was taking away Beckmeyer and taking away Laney Douglas. And so I thought we did a good job with that, but then it was like, you know, you're still giving up second chance points and that kind of stuff, and so that's the way they kind of made up for it. But I thought we did a great job on Beckmeyer. Like, you know, she came in the game, like you said, averaging 20, and then Laney Douglas was like their anchor in the post. So I thought we did a great job with, you know, what we wanted to do is take away their best players, and it kind of went back to what happened to us when we played Northwestern State and we let their best player kind of go off on us and the other people didn't do nothing. And so I think we learned from that game. So now it's just a matter of us putting all of the pieces together, making, you know, Treasures had, you know, 2 great games back-to-back. You know, Jayla's had 2 great games back-to-back. So now it's time to, you know, for us to get Abby back going again, getting Taya back going again, which she had a great assist game. She didn't make any points, but I think Taya had 6 assists and 3 turnovers. And then I know 3 layups that she created for people that they just missed. So just getting everybody to be playing well at the same time. Kylie, I think, helped us out a lot just from coming off the bench. And they went zone once Jayla got in foul trouble and we subbed Kylie in. And she was 2 for 4 or 2 for 5 from 3 against their zone. And so we got, you know, contributions from everybody. It was just that little 6 or 8 minute stretch where we couldn't get the ball to go down. And it's part of it wasn't lack of trying. I think we were almost trying too hard and wanted to make a play too bad. And you kind of get tightened up instead of just relaxing. And but we'll learn from it, and I think we'll be better going forward.
Well, it's a theme last week, getting players in the foul trouble, but I do think there is an opportunity to learn from those moments. It allows individuals, well, first off, it allows U.S. coaches to go, all right, well, now our rotation gets altered slightly in how we're going to go about doing things. Yeah. But then from a player's perspective, you get to really throw them in a scenario because you don't grow unless you feel uncomfortable. Yep. That's usually how it goes. Mm-hmm. And off the bench, as you brought up with Kylie, she comes out, hits 2 threes. Diamond ended up with 7 points, 4 rebounds, and 3 assists. I know she had 6 turnovers, but you know, not all just based on her. But in 20 minutes of work, I thought that was her best game. And Sophie ended up getting 5 points and 3 rebounds. Mm-hmm. Like, just looking at those moments where you're having to adjust on a neutral site location like that, I felt like you had good responses from those individuals, and that's you're going to need that in the future when you get to American Conference play.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad you mentioned that. Like, I thought Diamond play, like, she gave us what we envisioned for what she's going to be for our team, and just when she gets in the game, the whole energy of the game goes up, and she knocked down a pull-up, she knocked down a 3, her energy is contagious, and her leadership and her vocal communication and the way she can encourage and get on players but still keep them motivated and just the fight and tenacity that she has is contagious to the team. And so, I mean, I thought for the amount of minutes and for what we brought her in for, like, I thought that was like the prime time perfect game for her. Like you said, you want to eliminate the 6 turnovers, and a lot of hers is and we've talked to her, a lot of hers is like she's in a just aggressive player by nature, and so sometimes I think she can get in her own way. I think, like, I don't want to be too aggressive, or I don't want coach to get mad at me for like, and so I, you know, I tell her, just play your game. If you do too much, I ring you back. But I need you to be aggressive to start, and then we'll kind of pull you back if you do too much. But a lot of her turnovers are like her coming off the ball screen and just trying to make a play for somebody because she thinks she's too aggressive, as opposed to attacking the basket first, and then if they help, then you kick it to a wide open man. But she's just tough as nails, and just a great person to be around.
Well said. We have one more segment to go. We'll preview what's taking place this week inside Charles Koch Arena. SEMO, Cal State Bakersfield. We'll talk about both those games when we return for the final segment of the Terry Nooner Podcast.
Commitment to savings.
He's doing good.
Commitment to stability. Convenient locations in your neighborhood. Commitment to the future with online account opening. True Blue online and mobile banking. Commitment to the community.
Everybody, welcome. Appreciate everybody coming out today.
130 years of commitment to you.
Got it. We got the house.
She likes it.
Capital Federal. Built strong, always strong. Our commitment. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Citywide Facility Solutions, we represent you from janitorial services to building repairs. We act as your advocate, streamlining every service you need. Let us handle the details so you can focus on your business. Citywide is the official maintenance partner of Shocker Athletics. We're here to save time and simplify your facility maintenance needs. Learn more at GoCitywide.com. That's GoCitywide.com.
Set to wrap things up here for the latest edition of the Terry Nooner Podcast. Wichita State with a pair of home games this week coming up on Tuesday at 6 o'clock facing Southeast Missouri State, a team that played Missouri State before that Wichita State-Missouri State game on Saturday. And then on Saturday, Cal State Bakersfield coming to Charles Koch Arena after going to California a season ago. Coach, before we talk about the two opponents, how about just being able to be in Kansas City again? I can tell you, I've seen you giving hugs left and right. I don't think you stopped hugging someone. As soon as you got in the building, it was hug city for Coach Terry Nooner. So what was it like getting a chance to be a part of an event like that that ended up being very successful with the amount of people that were in the stands?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was an awesome event. I mean, that's my family who ran the event. I mean, when I started coaching, the people that run the program are, you know, that was why I started coaching. I'm still connected to, you know, people within the program. And so to see them put on an event that was first class, and for us to be able to play in a venue like that, I think it's almost like a tune-up. You know, we say we have aspirations of playing in an NCAA tournament and that kind of stuff, where those are the kind of venues you go out to play in. So I thought it was good. It was a big-time atmosphere for, you know, the game of women's basketball, for the city of Kansas City, and for all those young women who are playing basketball and have aspirations to play in college and have big-time dreams. And, you know, I remember, like, my assistant coach, Brooke, like, she played for me in the sixth grade, so she was like one of those little girls that would have been out there in the crowd. And so to see like the next generation of her that's coming up and that came out to support us, I thought it was huge. And then just for my family, it's so many people. Like, since I've started my journey of college coaching, you know, I have so many people who supported me throughout my life, whether it was when I was a player and then as a coach. But I hadn't had an opportunity to be able to, you know, coach where they could come, like, see me coach. And so for my people to be able to come watch me coach and see the smiles on their faces, and, you know, just to hear confirmation and hearing people, you know, telling me they're proud of me and they're rooting for me. And I have people praying for me in random places and hugs and pictures and I mean, so many people just there, high school friends, college friends, cousins, sisters, brothers, family members from church. Just to be able to go out there, I wish we would have, you know, been able to come out with a win. But, you know, just to be able to feel all that love and support, like, that was huge for me.
Yeah, and a former Shocker, too. Ella Ancio was able to stop on by, so we had a chance to visit at halftime on Saturday. And that was a real treat, which she's doing good things up there in Kansas City. So I thought, all in all, everything about the event was pretty darn special. So kudos to the people there for the 28.5 Women's Hoops Invitational. Job well done by them. But now you're back in Wichita. Southeast Missouri State coming up on Tuesday at 6 o'clock inside Charles Koch Arena. They challenged Missouri State. They lost by 10, 67-57. And I know it maybe hasn't been the best of seasons so far for SEMO, but Southeast Missouri State, though, one of those teams that is going to come in hungry and, and probably wants to pick up a huge win on the road. So what stands out about Southeast Missouri State for the game tomorrow?
I mean, I just think how hard and how hard they play, for one. I mean, one of their starters is a kid, Racer Sabwa, who played here with us my first year here. Just strong, physical, athletic. They play with a lot of passion, a lot of aggressiveness. And you know, they played a similar game with Missouri State as we did. So, you know, we're going to have our work cut out for us. They can score in a bunch of different ways. They like to attack the basket and get to the rim and drive and kick. And so we got to make sure we contain and control dribble penetration and keep them off the glass. And I think if we do our job and do the things we're supposed to be, we'll be in a great spot.
And then Cal State Bakersfield last year, that was a game in which you guys put 100 on the board.
Yeah.
So they're going to come in with a lot of revenge on their mind, too. We know that's going to be the case on Saturday.
Yeah, and I mean, it seemed like it was like a blowout game. I mean, it was a tough game. Like we kind of struggled early, just kind of guarding their actions and the way they played, and they had a stretch five who hit some threes on us. But it was a tough game just for us guarding them. Once we kind of figured them out, we did a lot better. But that's gonna be a tough game. Like you said, they're coming in all the way from California with the revenge factor, and we did that to them on their home floor. So they're gonna be chomping at the bit to get out here and get some revenge.
And after being on the road for the first time, how good is it to be back in Wichita? I think, I don't know, I don't want to think too much into it, but you finally get that taste of going on the road.
Yeah.
You finally feel like, okay, we have to come together. Well, now that chemistry, which should be stronger, is now back in Wichita, which theoretically should be a good thing when you return back from your first road trip of the season.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's great to be able to come back here to familiar confines and play in front of our home crowd, and we're expecting to put on a show. Our fans are so loyal to us, and they support us through thick and thin, and so it's going to be our duty to get out there and show them a great show come tomorrow, Tuesday.
Well, on Tuesday, it's game night. It's what's supposed to be game show night.
All right.
That's the promotion. Do you have a favorite game show?
I love the Big Bucks No Whammies. I can't remember what that one was. I like Family Feud. We used to watch that as a family when I was young. We actually had a Family Feud night with our team, and Shamari, our GA, she played Steve Harvey. So that was kind of fun.
Did she have a stash, too?
Yeah, she had a stash. So she was Steve Harvey. And Diamond Richardson was Steve Harvey for Halloween, so we kind of got a few Steve Harvey films. So Family Feud was one. My family, going back to when my grandmother was living, we would always watch Wheel of Fortune and try to figure it out, watch Pat Sajak. So those are probably a few of my favorites.
Yeah, the no whammies, stop, press your luck.
Press your luck, big bucks, no whammies.
That's
big
right, bucks, yeah, no big money, big money, big money, no whammies, and stop.
Ah, whammy.
Yeah, I know, golly. Yeah, and then on Saturday, we'll throw out to those individuals listening now, if you can get an additional one free ticket for a friend as part of a Friendsgiving deal going on Saturday.
Oh, I love it.
I wanted to throw that out there as well. Well, Coach, appreciate your time. As always, let's enjoy our moments here in Wichita before the next three being on the road going to Irvine, California after the games this week. So appreciate your time and best of luck to you this week.
Thanks a lot. Go Sharks.
All right. That is the latest edition of the Terry Nooner Podcast. Glad to have you here. Thanks for listening. Shockers with two games this week. They take on SEMO coming up on Tuesday at 6 o'clock. And then Cal State Bakersfield travels from California over to Wichita for Saturday at 2 o'clock. Catch both those games on GoShockers.com. Shockers 1-3 after a pair of close losses, but maybe set to turn the tide here this week, taking on SEMO in Cal State Bakersfield. Thanks so much for listening to the latest edition of the Terry Nooner Podcast. And as always, go Shocks.
It's important to spend time with the people you love, and Clear Creek Golf Car has the vehicle to take you there.
Whether relaxing by the pool, hanging out at the lake, or cruising around the neighborhood, Clear Creek Golf Car has the most inventory in the Midwest, along with service and parts to help you down the road. Visit any of our locations or our website to find the perfect vehicle for you and your family. The choice is clear, Clear Creek Golf Car.
At Coke, we're proud to call Wichita home and thrilled to support our hometown Shockers on and off the court. Think you have what it takes to join our winning team of more than 3,300 Wichita employees? Careers are currently available across the board to help you take your skills to new levels. Come see what the hype is all about for yourself. Visit CokeCareers.com to learn more. That's KOCHCareers.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.